Diane Reeves is a force to be reckoned with. She has an international reputation and following, and she is the only singer to win Grammy Awards in a vocal category for 3 consecutive recordings. Reeves won a whole new set of fans on her on-screen role in the 2005 film Good Night and Good Luck. NPR's Tony Cox spoke with Reeves about her new album, When You Know. She started by talking about the influence her talented family's had on her. Her cousin is the musician George Duke, who also produced her album.
Music, I learned at that time, was more than just entertainment, but it was also a way of life and a means of communication, and it was something that brought the family together. It was just a very, very powerful, unifying force.
Packing my grip, and I'm taking a trip out of town over the weekend. Must have a change from the sight of this strange, lonely town over the weekend.
Eclectic is the word that I would use to describe your discography. You've sung all kinds of music, jazz, Latin, classical, world music. Talk about that kind of experimentation, why you went into it, and what it has done for your career or perhaps to your career.
I think that all of that music is a part of my soul, you know. And for me, it's all one thing. It's just a different way of expressing it. One of my greatest talents, I think, is that, that I'm a kind of chameleon, you know, that I love all kinds of different things. And I found that, you know, the world of music is so vast and so broad, but at the same time, it's easy to find parts of yourself in places that you wouldn't even think that you were, you know. Mm-hmm. So all of those things are very much a part of what I do, and I love that. And I kind of got licensed to do that from people like George Duke and other great jazz artists who are out there that have the ability to do so many different things. I think jazz is the foundation for a lot of great musicians, and then after that, you know, it's this broad expression of things that really have influenced and addressed your life.
I can't explain the silver rain that found me, or was that a moon? Was that a nightingale?
Let's talk about the new CD, When You Know. I want to ask you a question about it, but let me set it up this way, because these are some of the track titles. I'm going to read them. And apparently there's a theme to this CD, and I want you to help us identify it after I read the song titles to see if there's a clue there for the audience. So here they are. The songs are Just My Imagination, Over the Weekend, Loving You, I'm in Love Again, Once I Loved You, Social Call, and Today Will Be a Good Day. Diane, I'm just not sure what the theme is here exactly. What is it?
Well, I think the obvious theme is love, you know. But they're love in different kinds of ways. But more than anything, it's a journey. I mean, you said Just My Imagination and Loving You. Those are songs from my youth. Those are songs that really bring back memories of a lot of things in a time when I was young, and, you know, and innocent and green and fresh and all of that kind of stuff. And, you know, not knowing a lot of things about the world, but learning through song, you know, things about the world. And the music progresses, and the song like Windmills of Your Mind is just that representation of that flood of memories and feelings and emotions that I've had throughout the years. But it was really sobering after we did it, because it was kind of cathartic in a certain way, and in a lot of ways it made me see, wow, there were a lot of seeds that were planted then that have, you know, been very, very fruitful now in my life. And so the songs take on the feeling of a journey, and when they listen listen to the songs, they'll hear different parts of different songs in, you know, other songs. So I pull all of the story together by doing that, by quoting things like at the end of Just My Imagination, I say, in the windmills of my mind, I think about him all the time. There's a connection with all the music. And in the very last song, well, the record is called When You Know, and I love that song, When You Know, because that's a something you heard all your life, when you know that you know that you know, you know. But and then the last song is Today Will Be a Good Day. And for me, that's the ultimate. It's a song that I wrote for my mother, and it's a song that really represents positivity and optimism. I got myself a
You also appeared in a documentary on the life of the legendary composer and pianist Billy Strayhorn.
Yes.
Now, his music, if I can say so, seems to me to really fit your style because you have such a smooth, silky, rich voice. How special was the artistry of Billy Strayhorn to you?
Oh, extremely special because, you know, it was interesting. He wrote beautiful, beautiful music, music that you want to play the melody. You don't want to do a variation on a theme. You just want to really savor the melody within these amazing harmonic structures because he was masterful at that. But his lyrics sometimes, a lot of them are so sad and they're longing for a lot of things. And when they told his story in the documentary, I really, really understood why he wrote the kind of words that he did or why the kind of words that were in his songs appeared, because there was this part of him that was not fulfilled. And you actually can hear it in the melody, but more than anything, you hear it in the lyrics. But his music is very important to jazz music because of its structure. It's always fresh when people learn his music. It's something that always stays new and wonderful.
You were born in Detroit. You've lived in L.A. You live in Denver. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure where else you have lived.
New York. I lived in New York.
What's your favorite place?
Where I am. I love Denver. You know, when I left home, I said, I'm never coming back here, you know, but then I was 18 years old. And I lived in Los Angeles for a long time. And in a lot of ways, I felt like I lived in my car. But that's where, you know, a lot of things began. And then I moved to New York, and that was absolutely wonderful. You know, a lot of energy here. And then I moved back to L.A., and I decided I'm going back to Denver. And I've been there ever since, and I love it.
Diane Reeves, it's wonderful talking to you. I guess it is true. When you know, you know. Right?
That's right. When you know.
That was NPR's Tony Cox speaking with jazz singer Diane Reeves. Her new CD, When You Know, comes out next week.